What if it all disappears? What if I don't make it?
So what part of you doesn't feel deserving of having tons of money?
I think it's about safety, actually.
In what way?
If you have money, you're safe. And it's an illusion, of course.
I would invite you to consider that there's a part of you that feels like having money is not safe.
Yeah, because it can all disappear.
If you don't have it, at least you can't lose it.
That's true. Interesting.
Whenever there is something like this, where it's like, well, I'm working on it, but it's not there yet, we just know that somewhere there's some resistance, and like, we can pretend like there's not, but this is going to slow us down. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Recode Your Mind with Calvin Carelli. And I'm here today with Bettina Merle Jensen, who is an expert in law of attraction. Bettina, please introduce yourself and let's get into what you want to work on. Where are you at in your business? Where do you want to be? What's the challenge?
Thank you so much for having me here. And I've really been looking forward. And I'm also a bit starstruck about being here and a little bit nervous. So, but as you said, my name is Bettina Merle Jensen, and I'm from Denmark. And I'm actually the only certified law of attraction facilitator in Denmark and also the author of 14 books. And I've been teaching the law of attraction in a very how-to and practical way for more than a decade now. So that's really my thing. Originally, I was a trained translator in English, and I worked in the corporate world for 25 years in the business, in the insurance industry. But then, unfortunately, I suffered from a severe stress reaction, and then you need to go to save the world. So that's why I'm here. Yeah.
When you have stress, you need to go save the world.
I didn't see that. Yeah, you know, sometimes you know, because you don't want other people to experience that. And it was, but sometimes I might be jumping ahead right now, but sometimes things need to happen in order for us to get on the right track. So when I look back at that incident, even though it was quite severe and quite horrifying, but now I look back at it with gratitude, because that was really what kickstarted my career within the law of attraction and got me on the right track, exactly where I belong. So, you had another question. I forgot that.
It's fine. It's fine. All right. Very cool. Okay. Excuse me. So, so where are you at in your business? Where do you want to be? And what's the challenge that you've experienced?
Yeah. You know, even though that we are coaches ourselves, we still have like blind spots, and we need other people, other coaches or mentors to
what
hold
are you
up
talking
a
about?
Mirror. Yeah. We don't.
What are you talking about?
No,
I'm all done.
Perfect.
I'm
yeah,
fixed.
Exactly.
I'm fixed. I was broken. Now I'm fixed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I have this, I've been self-employed for more than a decade, for 12 years actually. And my business is running quite well, but you know, as time goes by and I'm getting older and I want more free time, so I want to scale my business.
Okay.
But I have something in my mind that keeps stopping me, because what my mind thinks that if you need to scale, you need to take a pause and you need to take time off in order to get your ducks in a row. And we can't do that, because when you stop working, everything will stop, which is really just like, it's just a belief. And I know deep down that it's not true, because I have several proof that it's not the way that things work. But still, that is what's running in my system.
Okay. So what do your offers look like today? How are you making your money?
Before we had the lockdown and the COVID and all that back in 2020, I also made live workshops around Denmark. But after COVID, it's mainly online everything. So there's not a human in the world who doesn't know how to log on to Teams or Zoom now. So everything, you know, is basically on Zoom.
And do you like that better, or was that kind of just by default after COVID?
I go to like trade shows, like health fairs and stuff like that, a couple of times during the year. And I really like meeting people and meeting my audience. And it's nice to do that. But nobody believes it, but I'm really an introvert. So I'm quite comfortable in my own company, and I'm very disciplined when it comes to working. So I really like this, my own office, instead of, being together with 24 other people in the same room. That's not really
Right,
my
right.
thing.
And
So,
you don't like including like running your own events, like you did. I mean, you used to run your own events as well here, right? And you'd rather
I did.
not.
No, it's okay. It's okay. But because I work from my home, if I want to run a live event, I need to like rent a room or whatever. That sounded wrong, but you know what I mean. So, but sometimes, I do get booked to come and talk about the law of attraction or make a workshop or whatever, and I like that, so it's fine. But primarily, my business is online, between live teaching online and self-paced courses, evergreen products that they can just, put in the basket. I like the new basket system, by the way. So
Nice, great.
add to basket. Yes, we like that. So that's where
So
I'm at. Yeah.
wait, so okay, so you said you have self like just like self checkout by your
Yeah.
enrollment courses. You have and what else did you have?
I have
Categories?
masterminds and I have educations where I'm live with them and I teach them stuff, and it's
So
usually it's a
group programs.
group. Yeah. And I have a thing for the smaller groups, because, and having them for a longer period of time, because I really like to, I enjoy seeing their development. And it gives me the feeling of being a proud mom when they succeed with their goals and everything falls into place for them. I
So
really
how big are
like
the
that.
groups?
Sorry, come
So how
again.
big are the groups? You said you like smaller groups.
Different sizes, not usually more than 20 people, because I think, it becomes something happens with the
Got
group
it.
dynamic if you're more than 20.
And how many of these do you have running side concurrently?
I have two masterminds group, and they run all year long. We have a break now because of the summer, and it's almost every week. I have planned it so that they run for 2 weeks and we have 1 week off, because I need time to, like administration and all sorts of things. So, and also the educational programs, we meet once a month, and I also have a membership where we meet once a month.
All right, so you've got some self-paced courses, you got a membership where you meet once a month. What's the price point? How many people in the membership?
By
Do you think
now,
you're
I think
Danish?
they're just about 30 in the membership.
And they're doing
And the
paying
price
about
point is 200 circa.
200 Danish. And then so that would be 6,000 a month, Danish, right? And so and then you have the two masterminds. What's the price point for those both parts?
3,500
For
Danish
a whole year.
for 6 months,
6 months.
12 weeks, 12 weeks actually.
12 weeks, that's like 3 months, right? And then do you do one-on-one?
Yes, I do one-on-one, but that's not my primary focus. It's the groups that I'm really into. So, but
The
I do have
masterminds.
one-on-one. I love to see the development. So I'm kind of like, all over the place,
And
and I
how do you get people? How do you get a, how do people hear about you?
I think by now it's they just find me, the snowball effect maybe, because
Do
I've
post
been,
social
sorry.
media? Do you post or
Yes, I do. I'm very, very active on Instagram. That's more my thing than Facebook. But of course, I'm present at Facebook as well, because we need to be there, because my customers are there. And I do host like a weekly show every Friday at 1 on Facebook, on my Facebook page, my business page. It's
So like
called
a
The
public
Law.
live.
Yeah, it's a live show. It sounds wrong, but it's called the Law of Attraction live show. So, and I talk about different topics, and sometimes we have a Q&A, and people can just, they don't need to subscribe, it's free. And then after that, The recording goes to my YouTube channel, so
Okay.
even more people can watch it.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
And is that Instagram growing?
Slowly.
Okay. Are you
Yeah.
tracking your stats? Are you seeing what's working and better than others?
Yeah, definitely, for sure. I just changed my strategy on Instagram for quite some time. I posted every day, and every other post was like a quote. And I
Okay.
could see so clear that people don't give a rat's ass about the quotes. They
Okay.
just skip it. But they, for some odd reason, they like to see the face. So
Okay, yeah.
I've sort of changed it to like talking heads, and it seems that, when I become just a wee bit controversial, they like that. So,
Nice.
and I've actually had one video that, yeah, it would be an exaggeration to say it went viral. It didn't, but to me, it was quite big because it actually got like 15,000 views in
Amazing, yeah.
quite a very short time. I never tried that before. So
And
that
what was
was
that?
it was about, sometimes I can have a bit of an attitude. So it mostly sounded like I was, yelling at them because they did something wrong. But it was about how to spot that your vibration is actually dropping. So what I talked about is did you cut your finger, or did you bite your tongue, or maybe you like bumped into the door, or dropped a glass or whatever? These are all signs that
Right.
your vibration is dropping. So
Cool.
you need to
And was
stop
that,
yourself. Yeah.
I got it. Was that the hook? Was that the very first thing out of your mouth?
Yeah, as far as I
Yeah.
remember. Yeah.
Okay.
So
Okay.
actually, I think it freaked people out because I could, they thought, "Oh my God, I dropped the glass this morning. Oh my God, what's happening?"
Right.
So yeah, but they seem to like that, and I've
And
tested that. Yeah,
did you see
sorry.
results from that? Like, did people follow, buy, join something?
Yeah, I definitely got more followers, and also I use like ManyChat, so they can like test write like a keyword, and then we'll. A small automation will start, so they can maybe get my ebook or whatever, or course,
Cool.
or yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So it works when you're a wee bit controversial.
Oh yes.
Have you ever considered, I know this is a crazy thought, to be like a lot bit controversial?
Well, yeah, some people would argue that I've always been like that, but yeah. Yeah, I'm actually planning to become more controversial because that's really more the person that I am. And I, for some odd reason, the people that follow me, they seem to like it. And I think it has something to do with the authenticity that they can actually feel who I am, instead of, right now, the time we're living in, oh my God, everything looks the same because everyone goes to the AI chat and make like visuals and all that. So it's the same colors, the same fonts, everything is look the same. So I think we are at a tipping point where we need to go in another direction, where we need to show ourselves without makeup, with ugly hair, and that kind of stuff. So
Yeah.
all that polished look, it needs to go. We can't do that
Yeah.
anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
So and I
here's
fit
my
quite well into that.
that's awesome. Here's my crazy theory. Do you want to hear
Absolutely.
My crazy theory is, and I don't know if this is right or not, but it's just a theory. But my crazy theory is when you show up as you, the people who are attracted to that are the people who actually like you,
Yeah.
and they're going to be better clients. And easier to work with, easier to pay. I kind of like
Yeah.
that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of like trying to cater to a bunch of people who like someone that's not you,
Yeah.
and then And then when they realize who you really are, they're like, oh my God, she said something
Oh,
controversial and
my.
offensive. Oh my shit. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And I think, when I first started my business, I was very aware of the fact that that was the way that I wanted to present myself, like me, like authentic me. And sometimes, when I meet people on health fairs or whatever and say, "Oh, you're just like you are on the live show." And it was just like, yeah, of course, it's just me.
Right.
And I don't know what happened with that Instagram thing. Maybe it's because it goes out to a broader audience, perhaps, that sometimes I have felt that I needed to tone myself down a little. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
And it's delusional to think like that, actually, because on
100%.
Facebook, it's exactly the same. Everyone can watch that show, and even more people on YouTube. So,
Yeah.
yeah. And
Yeah.
you can't please anyone. They can like you or they can hate you. It's not your
Yeah.
problem if as
Yeah,
long
I
as
mean,
you,
and the worst thing that can
yeah.
happen is that you try to be someone that you're not, and then you attract a bunch of people who like that. What's
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
the
that's not for
of
me. No.
that? Right? That
It doesn't work for
sucks.
me. Yeah.
No.
And actually I never, it's very, very seldom that I experience that people write something vicious or whatever. So I don't think I attract them. I had
No.
one guy a couple of weeks ago who his comment was like, and it was just an emoji, right? And he gave me this one. And I didn't even
Yeah.
see it. It was
Right.
some other follower who was that was
Right.
kind of a quite a comment. And I saw
Yeah.
that and I thought, oh my God, Paul, you need to go. So I just blocked him. So yeah,
Right. Well,
problem
yeah.
solved. Yeah.
Exactly. They're gonna
Yeah.
be. And so I have a video now that last week that did 90K views organically. And like half the comments are people like the what I'm saying in the video is like you've never done anything wrong. You never did anything wrong. You just did what you did, and there's some consequences, but it wasn't
Yeah.
wrong
Yeah.
to take the judgment out of it. And like half the comments are like, no, absolutely. Like I've done something wrong, and people do something wrong all the time. Like, great, bless you. Like what? Like,
Yeah, exactly, because you can't control
do
that, and there was all
you
there
know?
will
Do you know
always
that
be.
meme? Have you seen the meme with like a person, and then there's like the text that like flies over that says the point.
Not yet,
Anyways,
I think.
no.
No.
Anyways, a meme on X. I
Yeah.
love X for I love shit posting on X. But anyway, there's this meme where you just post an image of a person where like the word the point is just like going across
Oh,
the like, fine. This point went way over your head. It's fine. Never mind. So point is, yeah, hell fucking yeah. I mean, lean into this, right? Lean into the controversial side. What's the most controversial thing that you can say that you're okay with saying? Like, what would that be?
Almost everything. No.
And what's one thing that you're like, this is my spiciest take?
Yeah, what really, ticks me off sometimes, it's always, well, I can't do that and I won't do that because I've tried that already and that doesn't work, that doesn't apply to me, that doesn't work for me, and it was because of my upbringing and all that. We were all dropped from like the table or something. We all have something. So
Excuses, yeah.
yeah, excuses, 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 because
Cool. Do
yeah.
that.
If you are, like born with a normal functioning brain, you have
Yeah.
the possibility
Do
to make
it.
other choices. You can choose
Yes,
something
Bettina, I
else.
know. You don't
Yeah.
need to get into
Yeah.
me. Make that fucking
No.
content. Make that content, right? Just say it. Say it 100 different ways. Make a list
Yeah.
of all the stupid excuses that you hear people say, and each one becomes a hook, right? It becomes this becomes a series that you
Oh,
make,
I love this. I love this.
right? Every time you hear someone say an excuse, every time you see something on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, screenshot it, and then like that becomes a post.
Yeah.
And it's a series talking about excuses,
Yeah.
and you can talk about excuses in the abstract and in general, and give examples like you just did here. And like, I love when you said excuses, 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 like that energy, like bring that,
Yeah.
right? Just
Yeah.
fucking do that. So, I mean, so you probably know this, right? But the way that the short form Instagram Reels, TikToks, YouTube Shorts, the way they all work is not about followers, it's about interest and appeal. And on Instagram, when you post trial reels, you can post as many as you want. There's no upper limit on trial reels. You can post 100 trial reels a day. It's not going to harm you. Do you know trial reels?
Not really,
So
no, that's new to
trial
me.
reels, it's like when you post it, there's a setting there. A trial reel is not shown to your followers at all. And they don't show up on your page. They're only shown to non-followers, which is awesome because now you can just test out a bunch of shit and see what works and what people respond to. Right? And then when you're like, okay, this one hit, great. Then you repost that on your main profiles. You repost it as a non-trial reel. So this works like gangbusters because we just want to test stuff. Right? And then here's what you do. This is the way that everybody does it now that works. So short form is to get attention. Again, even when you post a Instagram reel to your account, and you will see this in the stats, maybe like 13% of the views are actually your followers, and the rest are non-followers, which is great. This is what we want, right? We want to get shown to people who don't follow us. But that's also why every piece of content, you have to assume that people don't know who the fuck you are, right? So we gotta, like, what you really want to do, you want to have a little bit of proof, a little bit of credibility, a little bit of like something in there to introduce yourself to strangers, but not as the hook, obviously, right? So it's like you come with a hook, whatever it is, like the excuse, the thing. Then next, after the hook, a lot of people miss this, is the stakes. What is this costing you? Right? So it's like, and you can play with the exact formula, but like, I've already tried that. It doesn't fucking work. I hear this all the time with the people that I talk to, and this is what it's costing you, right? And what it does, it just keeps you stuck. So you will never solve this problem. This problem, you could have solved it 10 years ago if it wasn't for this stupid ass mistake. It's like it's costing you to stay broke, stay fat, stay without a relationship. It's costing you on all these fronts. You probably don't want to spend that much time on it, but you get the idea, right? So the hook, the
For
stakes.
sure.
Then you can briefly introduce yourself. My name is Bettina. I help people with law of attraction get the life, the health, the body that they want, like whatever. And then you get into the, and then you're like, hey, then you kind of give your answer to the excuse, right? Why it's a bullshit excuse, whatever your answer is. And you can have 10 different answers there. You can have 10 different like meats for the same thing, right? Like, you can answer, respond to that excuse in 10 different ways, I'm sure. Like, it's not the same river, you're not the same person, and like, whatever. Like, yeah, you tried it, but like, you didn't try it this way or that way or whatever. Like, however you want to answer that. And then at the end, you just want to make sure that there's a payoff. So you kind of close the loop on it. So you're like, so that's why the next time you hear yourself say bullshit like this, like, just stop yourself and do the thing, or like whatever you'd want to do, right? So now here's what comes next. So you post a bunch of these Instagram trial reels. On TikTok, there's no penalty to posting 100 times a day. They don't have the trial reel thing, but they also don't penalize you for posting a ton. So you can keep posting a bunch on TikTok. I don't know exactly how it is on YouTube Shorts. I don't think they penalize you either, but you can look that up. Just ask your Google friends or your AI friends
I
about
can
that.
ask my AI
Exactly,
friend.
right? So
He's
then,
called Nils.
well, great. So here's what it, so we post them organically as trials or TikToks. Then what performs well, you repost to your main account. But now what you can do is you can add a CTA. Right, so you add to the end, click here. If this resonated with you, click here to get my free book. If this spoke to you, DM me the word blah, 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 and I'll send you whatever. Right? So then you add the CTA. So you just re-edit the same thing, tack on a CTA that you can just have like a library of CTAs that you can just that latch onto it. You post it to your main account and then you boost it there. Right? So then you spend $5 a day boosting it. Now you know it's resonating with people. You know it's getting it's working, and then you boost people, and then you get like whatever it is that you're going for, right? So like I have some posts that get a lot of saves. Save is a good indicator of value, which is a good indicator that this person is interested in buying. Followers is a good indicator that they something spoke to them, whether like they want to hear more from you, right? Shares is also a great indicator. It's like, oh, this like things that people share, obviously, then it spreads even more from that. So you can do boost different things for different purposes. But then, yeah, then you boost it and then you get more of that. And that's how you do it. And that's how you now you're in the ads game, right? Like the way to do ads these days is organic first. You test it organically. And then when it works organically, you boost it. Yeah. Or run it as like in Ads Manager as a proper ad and all that stuff. But like boosting is super easy. Just like whatever, $5 a day. You just keep looking at it. It works great.
I'll definitely be looking into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
It's
think
so
I saw
simple.
the trial, but I never tried it. I never
Yeah.
tried it out,
Try
so yeah.
it. Yeah.
Try the trial, yes,
It's great. And
but I
this is where, and
will.
so reels on Instagram get shown to non-followers, whereas posts and carousels do not, right? Posts and
No.
carousels only go out to your followers. So though they're more of a nurturing thing, right? So now they're already following you. Now you can add value and you can, deepen the relationship and then you can make offers in there as well as posts.
Yeah,
But
I
yeah.
primarily make reels.
Yeah.
Because everything that moves seems to go
Yeah.
out
I
further.
mean, both works.
But
People love carousels
sometimes,
too.
because of the retention, because they stay longer on your profile,
Yeah.
and Instagram likes that, it seems. So,
Yeah, and it's people, I don't know, people seem to enjoy them, right? They serve different purposes, but yeah, I would definitely focus on the reels first. And you also want to cut, I don't know if you do the or but if you're not cutting up your live stream for shorts, like you absolutely need to do that.
I haven't actually done that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've taken like a small clip and reposted it on
Yeah.
Instagram as a reel.
Just try, have you tried Opus Pro and things like that?
No.
There's Opus Clip Pro, and there's a handful of those kinds of tools that you just like upload the whole thing and then it's going to generate like 10 clips for you or something. And they have like captions and B-roll vid and stock images and other stuff. They do like editing stuff, and then you just they're gonna rank them and say this one is gonna like is great, this one is less great, whatever. And you just post them and you see. Again, it's free to post a trial reel. It's free to post a TikTok. You see what the fuck works. The whole game is testing. So don't think about like a post a day. Think about how many tests can I make and see how they perform. And it doesn't matter if something's a dud, because if it's a dud, it just means nobody fucking saw it. So who cares? Right? It doesn't matter. Yeah. And then
Interesting.
spice it up, you know? On your live stream, spice it the fuck up. All your courses, all your coaching calls on your masterminds as well. You probably don't want to include your members, but you can include you. You can take that and chop it up and post. So if you have a spicy response, like that's what I'm doing with this, right? I'm gonna take this, run it through my machine, and it's gonna pull out clips and we post those.
Can you repeat what it's called?
Opus Clip Pro is one. OPUS, yeah. Clip
Opus Clip
Pro or Pro
Pro.
Clip or something like that. And
Yeah,
there's I
okay.
think there's one called Submagic, there's one called Wizard AI. There's a bunch that do
Yeah,
this, and you
okay.
just kind of ask an AI about like, hey, I need a tool w that I can,
Yeah.
repurpose a long form video into short form. They'll
Yeah.
find it for you. Yeah.
Okay,
Yeah.
perfect. I'll look into that for sure.
Yeah. That's the, we want to make it simple, right? So the simplest thing is that you there's like repurpose where you take stuff you're already doing, like your live stream and your coaching calls, and you just literally repurpose that. Podcasts, like in this case. There's also what I call remixing, which is where you just came off a call and you're like fired up about something and you just bring out your camera and you start talking about it right there, right? That works too. But yeah, this is the way to do it. Yeah. Because this is the most important thing that you can do. So what I would say for you, your business model is simplify. All right. So if the masterminds is your favorite thing, go all in on the masterminds. It's fine to have the self-serve courses as well. And what I want you to, well, let's put a pin in that. We'll get back to that in a second. Well, there's so many things I want to talk about.
Can I add something? Because
Yeah.
I'm currently together with Victor, actually. We are
Yeah.
working on putting together a large amount of my self-paced courses into a high ticket because they all fit perfectly together. So it's like a
Okay.
journey within the law
Cool.
of attraction.
All
So
right, I love it.
yeah,
Yeah.
and I could just feel the way it landed in me, and I just thought, this is it. This is what
Nice.
I've been training for now.
I love
And
it.
my thought is that it might be like a larger group, hopefully. And we will meet maybe once a month, and I will take questions and I will help you them. And it will be for a longer period of time because, you know, you can't put things into practice just because you read a
Right.
book and
So where does
you
this
take a
sit
course.
relative to the
So
mastermind? Is this above higher price than the mastermind or lower?
it will be higher priced.
Okay, great. I love
Yes,
that. Yeah, I
it will
love
be.
that. 100%. Okay, that's awesome. Yeah, because that was my other concern is like the mastermind, like it's I think you said 3,500 or something like that. And then but it's only 3 months, and then you gotta sell people again, right?
Yeah, but
So
the funny thing is,
yeah.
this is the 7th year that I run my mastermind classes. I have two classes, and
Yeah.
I kid you not, it's the same ladies who attend
Right.
year after year after year. So
Right.
practically I don't have to sell it because they're
They
just, you know,
just
they
re-up.
reserved their spot already. So yeah,
Okay.
it's just
Okay.
running. So
Right.
yeah.
So yeah, so maybe just make that official and then get some new people in. So I mean, I like a model that is, I call it the Ferg model.
Yeah.
It's forever, evergreen, recurring group. I'll break it down. So forever meaning it doesn't end, right?
Yeah.
Like law of attraction work doesn't fucking end.
No.
Well, it's not like you do it for 12 weeks and then you're done, right?
No.
You're still practicing. You're still deepening your practice. You know, I am, right? It never ends. And the deeper you go, the more work that you do, the more powerful you are for your clients, right? So
Yeah.
like the work that you do keeps getting more and more powerful over time. So yeah.
Yeah.
So I like when the program is forever, the assumption is like you get in, you stay forever.
Exactly.
Like as long as you want, but like why not go forever, right? Like,
Yeah.
so that's the forever part. Evergreen, meaning people can enroll anytime.
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, here's a cohort and we only start in March. And then, like, if you want to join again, well, it's going to be in September or August or whatever. Like, no, you can enroll at any time. Now, that doesn't mean you can still do enrollment windows where you're like, hey, we're going to take in 5 people this month or 10 or 50 people, whatever it is, because that helps with enrollment. If you're like, hey, here's the group size, and when it's sold out, it's sold out, and then you have to wait. And then when you train people that it does sell out, like that's really powerful to getting people off the fence to join. So you can still do that, but you structure the program in a way where you can literally take people in anytime. It doesn't matter, right? It's not like people have to be in a cohort together. That's the
No.
E. R, recurring. So that's like you're just charging people a recurring revenue, whether it's monthly or annually or quarterly or whatever you want to do, but like that's the you just keep getting paid. And then group, right? That is it's a group format, so it scales. It's scalable.
Yeah.
That's my favorite format. Not everybody like people like different things for different reasons, that's fine, but if we can, I like that as the basis because then you have one program and it's
Yeah.
like whatever time you spend on it. Like for me in my program called Recode, it's 90 minutes a week that I spend on it. That's the group coaching co program. And it doesn't matter if there's 5 people in there or 5,000 people in there, it's still going to be valuable. It's going to be as valuable. It's going to be more valuable with more people, but in a different way. Because when there are more people, it means that the energy is different, and it means that there are more people that you can network with and community from, and like peers and all that stuff. Of course, you're gonna get less time with me at 5,000 than at five, but you're still gonna get so much value from hearing everybody else's story, right? So I like that structure because your time investment is fixed. And then, like in my case, I have team that do some other things like one-on-one stuff with the members. That's fine. It's not my time, right? That I can scale. I can't scale my time. I can scale my team's time because I can just hire more people. So that's my favorite structure. And so, yeah, if you're doing that with Victor and that's where you're headed, fuck yeah. Like double down on that and make that the core flagship offer. Yeah. Yeah. And then everything is just about getting people into that, right? So you can still sell like a one-off online course. It's great. And then every single course is like, really, if you want to really implement this, if you want to go deep, I have this program. Click here to apply. Right? Don't click here to join. And your stance, this is very important. You're not selling that program. You're auditioning for that program. So they have to apply and demonstrate that they're going to be a fit. Because you don't want to work with whiners and losers and victims, right? You want to work with people who are going to take responsibility, who are going to take it seriously, who are not going to be like, oh yeah, I just want to manifest a Ferrari. Tell me how to, like, you don't want those people. So you can be very clear about who you want to work with and who you don't. And you have them make the case to you in a survey, in a form, in an application form for why they're the right fit. And then you let in the people that you like. But
That's awesome.
every single thing that you do on the front end, whether it's your book or a low ticket course or whatever, leads to that. Like the next step here, click here to apply. That's it. I ain't got
That's
nothing
it.
else. I probably have a few things, but yeah.
Well, I'll get to
I mean, but it's so simple. You got it down. And I think it's like one of the questions I had is like, what do people really truly love about you? And the vibe that I get is like, they get when you're just fucking real and you allow yourself to be controversial, right?
Yeah,
That's
that's true. That's true.
like, you have opinions about this. There's a lot of bullshit about law of attraction out there. It's absolutely 1,000% real. And most people get it wrong. And a lot of people are like, talking about it wrong, like intentionally, or they don't understand it or whatever. Like, we're all on our journey with it, right? So that's fine. But you have a position on it, you have a stance on it, you have your lived experience. Like, the more you tell about your story as well, I mean, you probably already do, but your breakdown, the stress, like all of that, like the more you can bring that into it. And I think, and also I think be real. Like, this is something I remember seeing about Abraham and Jerry, was that his name? Hicks.
It's then Jerry Hicks,
Yeah.
and Abraham,
Esther and Jerry, yeah. Abraham, yeah. And I was like, when Jerry got sick and then he died of cancer, and I was like, well, does this stuff really work if you still get cancer? All that stuff, right? Which I'm sure is like a common thing. If you're this shit works, why are you not a gazillionaire? Like, why are you not the first world's first trillionaire like Elon Musk? Like, clearly it doesn't work. Like, what's your take on that, right? Like, talk about these things, like, because I'm sure you have a take on that, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know, if we look on face on my Facebook lives compared to Instagram, I tend to be like more me. It's as if I'm just sitting in my living room and talking about the law of attraction, not thinking about that this will be on YouTube. So I tend to be more controversial when I'm at the Facebook Lives than I am
Yeah.
on Instagram.
Great.
But so I think, you know, what people get wrong about the law of attraction, they think it's some kind of magic pill that you can just, you know, wish for something and then it suddenly appears at your doorstep. It's not like that. You need to take
Right.
aligned action. So you can't just say that you want to lose weight or whatever, and you still keep sitting on the couch and eating chocolate without going
Right.
to the gym. You need to take aligned action. And people
Yeah.
get that wrong.
Right.
Nobody's coming. You need to do the work. You need
Right.
to change your focus. So,
Yeah. Totally. I love that. And so you talk about that, right? So just like give all your all your spicy takes on all this stuff and make it clear like what's your angle to this? Like, what is your story with this? And
And I'm quite open about, my own life and how I applied it in my own life, because some 4.5 years ago, I lost my husband in a very tragic accident. And of course, people shouldn't have shown up at my address and said, "You just need to focus on the positive," because that's not really, you need to go through grief and all that. But still, within that experience, of course, I couldn't use the law of attraction to manifest him back into life. Of course not. But what
Have
I
you
could
tried?
do,
Did you try?
oh,
I'm just
yes, several
kidding.
times, like pentagram. And no, that's not really the law of attraction, but yes. No, but what I could do was use the law of attraction to help me stay aligned with what I wanted, that I wanted to keep my house, that I wanted to find a way. And I'd never had that mindset that I don't know what to do. I wrote on a piece of paper what, and no, how do we find a way? Not can we find a way, but how? Show me the how. Yes. Show me the
Show me the
way.
way. Yeah, I love it. I love it.
So, and then you start to align with things that are actually, like a match, and suddenly the road appears.
I love it. So here's part of my take. I'm curious where you stand on that. So did you ever read Autobiography of a Yogi?
Not yet, but
Paramahansa Yogananda.
it's on my bucket list for sure.
It's a fucking great book. I've read it a couple
Yeah, I
times.
know.
It's and in that book, in Autobiography of a Yogi, he talks about some of his gurus that are hundreds of years old. They can materialize wherever they want, whenever they want. They can be in multiple places at the same time. And there's particularly one story where he's with one of his gurus out somewhere and he just like materializes a castle out of no nothing, complete with like gold and like and stairs and food and all the things. And I spoke with one of my friends who studied physics, and I'm like, is there any law of physics that would prevent that from being possible that we are aware of? And he's like, no, there doesn't exist a law of physics that would make that impossible. Okay. So my thought process is that is possible for all of us. It's just that we're not evolved to where that's possible yet. And that is may not happen in this lifetime. Right. And that's fine. Right. Like cancer, like Jerry, like in my mind, usually linked to anger, something like that, like something like that. And there might be like a deep anger somewhere that's like, it's generational. It's whatever it is. He
Yeah,
wasn't
it for
able to get to
sure.
that in his lifetime.
For
Doesn't
sure.
make him wrong. Doesn't make it like it make it mean that the law of attraction doesn't work. Actually, it means that it does work, but it's just like the work is fucking never ending, right? And it's so subtle when we get into those energetic nervous system, ancestral layers and all that stuff. It's so subtle. And it's like, that is the work. But what we get is that we like, I just realized this is the craziest thing. I just realized it's so funny because it's so fundamental. I realized that I had a story. This literally, when was it? I was thinking it was like Sunday, like 2 days ago. I was like, oh, there's a part of me that feels like I don't deserve money and wealth. I was like, that's kind of interesting. Like, I'm just saying it now. I can just feel the energy of just voicing it, right? And dude, I've been doing this for work for a long time, and yet there was like another level of something. And this is such like there's like deserving and there's accepting, and we need to have both going or it's not going to work. And what I noticed that after I spotted that was how much energy I have been exerting trying to make more money while also feeling like I don't deserve. And so it's like this, right? You're just like, and you can spend so much energy here and nothing's fucking moving forever. And to me, that's the piece of law of attraction is recognizing that pushing harder ain't gonna fucking do it, right? We got
No.
to dissolve that. And now the action becomes, like you said, aligned and also effortless. And that's the game, right?
Exactly. And I think Esther talks about taking the path of least resistance, because every time you resist, every time you doubt, you fill up the space energetically.
Totally.
So no solution will appear because everything is like clenched together. So you need
Exactly.
to let that shit go. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Sorry about my French, but you really need to
I didn't know
surrender
shit was a
and
French word.
no.
I'm just kidding.
Pardon
I'm
my
messing with you.
French. Pardon
You
my
know, I'm
French. I
messing with
think
you.
no.
We do it. We do.
But
We're
I
not.
think, when it comes to illnesses and like cancer and all that, of course you can't say to like a person that you attracted that yourself, you manifested that. Of course not, because it's so much more complex than that. But I truly believe that unresolved trauma, and we all have that are stuck in our nervous system, eventually it will find some kind of way, because it needs to be
Totally.
released in some way. So
Yeah.
you might as well do the work. Otherwise, you are at risk that it can manifest in some other way, because it will eventually surface in some
Yeah.
way. We
Yeah.
don't know how, but eventually. So I also think that, the tapping, the emotional freedom technique with tapping and all that, tapping on the meridian points, it's so essential, because it really releases blockages and let them pass through.
Totally.
So
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. And
So
all of the
yeah.
things work, right? It's just like
They
what
do.
works for you and what works for you now and here, as long as we're getting kind of deep enough
Yeah.
into the realness. Yeah.
Yeah.
So on your side, like when we started talking, like you're like, you'd like to make more money.
Yeah, of course, because money is freedom, right? Not that money in
I don't know.
itself is freedom,
I don't
but it sometimes, it allows you to do stuff in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't
Yeah.
have to think about where the money is coming
Okay.
from. Yeah.
I love it.
So,
Okay. So you
yeah.
just revealed a ton here. Did you notice what you revealed there?
Yeah, that somehow I think that freedom is money, or they're connected. At least that I
Yeah,
need
right.
money to be free. No,
Exactly.
that's an illusion, I know, but
Yeah.
if you have money, it's very nice, because it allows you to do stuff without
Yeah.
being worried. Yeah. And
Wow.
that's a
Okay,
mind fuck
that's
as
interesting
well.
too. Right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
it is. Yeah, it is.
This is what's so awesome, right? We just say it, and it's so obvious when you say it. It's like,
Yeah.
oh yeah, that doesn't make sense. And it's like, I'm like, good job, subconscious. You told me like what's up, so we can look at it. Like it's so
Yeah,
sweet.
and I know
So
exactly
innocent.
where it comes from, because it's from my upbringing, because I always heard my
Yeah, of
mom,
course.
when I asked for something when I as a teenager or whatever, she was like, "Do you really think we have a tree in the garden where I pluck the money from?" And I was just like, "I don't know, I'm a child, maybe you do." So, but if you keep
Right.
hearing that belief repeated again and again and again, you will adopt some kind of
Right.
scarcity mentality. So,
Yes.
and I've worked very, very hard to release that. So,
It's
but still, we have some
funny.
residues,
It's
apparently.
funny. Let me I want to share a story. So my upbringing, I remember being in the car driving home from somewhere, a school or whatever. And like my mom and dad in the front talking about taxes, and they had to pay taxes. I'm like, who are you paying taxes to? What is that? Are you paying money to, like, to what? And they said, the state, right? The government, the state. And then I was like, I want to be the state when I grow up.
Yeah.
Everybody pays money to me. And not realizing, like, now I live in California, and like the government here is so corrupt. It's like impossible to overstate. Like, this is I think, last I checked, like the fifth largest economy in the world. And they're just like taxing everybody like fucking crazy and doing nothing with it other than like giving it to all their friends and taking it from themselves. Like, it's so corrupt, it's insane. So they figured it out. It's like, it's like back in the, it's like, why do bank robbers rob banks? Well, because that's where the money is. Like, why do people go into politics? Because that's where the fucking money is. Like,
Yeah,
just like,
yeah.
so people figured it out. Yeah, if you want to make money, you got to be the fucking state. So anyway, sidebar. But so let's talk about you. So yeah, so Money is freedom. I hear you, and yeah.
I think the way I think about money is the more money I earn, the more very, very nice things I'm able to create and
No, totally. I love
develop
money.
for my people, for my
I love money.
followers. I can make more awesome programs and I can write even
No, I
more
get it.
books. And yeah, so
Okay,
that's
so now you tell
really,
me another thing. Now you're telling me another thing. Do you hear what you're saying there? What is the implication of
I
what you
want to
just
give it
said?
away.
Right. Money's for them, not for me. Right. It's so sweet and so
No, I
innocent.
think it's a mix, right?
No, yeah, I get it. I
Yeah,
get
it's a
it.
mix.
So, okay, so let's so freedom and what was the second thing you said? It's
Because if I have enough money, I can it will give me
Oh,
the
not worry. You don't
opportunity
have to
to
worry. Ah, you don't
no
have to worry, and then you can give it away. That's what you said.
yeah, exactly. And then I will have time and
No, I get
money
it.
to create other
Hey,
great stuff
I
that
totally
can
get it.
help
I
my
totally get it.
followers.
So let's look at these, right? So money is freedom. Money is lack of worry, and money is I can give to others. Those are the three themes I'm hearing here. So let's just have a quick look at those. So talk to me
Please.
about freedom. When did you learn that you weren't free?
When I was born, no, I'm not sure, but I always wanted to become self-employed ever since I was a little girl. This sounds crazy, but when I was 8 years old, I sold rocks together with my little friend Jane, and we decorated them ourselves, and we sold them, by the road, so people could buy a rock that was beautifully
Cool.
decorated by two little girls.
Nice.
Not many customers came to our booth, but besides our parents, but
Little did you know, have you heard of the
yeah.
pet rock?
No,
Oh, look
not
it up.
yet.
It became a
Oh,
a
good.
big thing.
Oh,
You were so close. Do
God.
you remember,
Yeah, so.
Victor Borge, the Danish?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he had this, he told this story of like one of his friends did a new soda and he called it Four Up and it just bombed. It didn't work. And then he tried another again and then he changed the formula and then he launched it again. It was like called Five Up and it just didn't work. And he tried one more time and he called it Six Up and it still didn't sell and he gave up and he didn't know how close he was to success.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, that's a silly Victor Borge joke. Anyway, so yeah. So you're almost had the pet rock, so close. Yeah. So like I'm imagining as a kid with your parents and like somehow there are things that you couldn't do because your parents didn't have money. Like you're talking about like money doesn't grow on trees. Like what were the things you wanted that they were like, no, we don't have the money for that. What was it?
Yeah, I grew up with my mother, and she was always concerned about the money because
Yeah.
she was really, I think she was really, like governed by a belief that because I only had her, so no one should ever be able to say anything about me that it's because she doesn't have a father that she's the way she is. So she was really working very hard to get everything we needed and spotless home and all that, so but it was hard for her. So yeah. And as a kid you don't understand because you just ask, right? Can I have this? Not that I didn't have nice things, but I just remember this constant concern and her
So if you think
crying
of
in
a
the
moment,
kitchen. Yeah.
well, go ahead. In the
Sorry.
kitchen? Go ahead in the
She
kitchen,
was.
yeah.
She was always, crying in the kitchen when she thought I was asleep, and because she was so
No.
worried about money. So,
No.
of course, that sort of, even though that she didn't say anything to me, but as a kid, you pick up like the vibes. So, suddenly,
Yeah.
I must have, put things together that there's something uncomfortable with those money, actually, because
Right.
since my mom is crying, so there's something fishy going on. So
Yeah.
we might be a bit,
Right.
it shouldn't go all
Yeah.
in on the money. So,
Yeah. Got
So I think maybe right up to,
it.
yeah, maybe like 10, 15 years ago, I always had that sort of belief deep down inside me that I should be, what if it all goes away? I need to be careful so I can't spend everything. Yeah. Yeah.
So
And it makes sense, I think. Yeah.
no, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what I want you to consider is that freedom has nothing to do with money.
No.
Right? I could give you $1 million and it would sit in a duffel bag behind a lock.
Yeah.
And now you have $1 million, what is it going to do for you?
Yeah.
Like nothing. Right?
Nothing.
10
Yeah.
million kroner or whatever. Like freedom has nothing to do with money. Freedom is who you are.
Yeah. And it's really a state of mind, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, but really get this, like there's the human you and then there's the soul you.
Yeah.
Soul you is free already.
Yeah.
And soul you is who you are. That's the real you.
Yeah.
The ego you, the human you, yeah, whatever, will never be free on the human level, right? Someone like
No.
could come and lock you up. One of my favorite examples for that is like, I don't know how much you follow U.S. politics, but Elon
I
Musk
do.
was fairly involved in the last election. And you know, the Biden administration were like trying to go after some of his companies, and there's a non-zero chance that if Kamala Harris had won, he would be in jail and stripped of his companies, right?
Yeah.
So you can be, you know, the richest man in the world and still be in jail, right? So it's
Yeah.
not about the money. It's not about
No,
the
that's
money.
true. No,
Yeah.
that's true. It's
Yeah.
an illusion.
It is.
Yeah.
Freedom is who you are.
Yeah.
But you have made a rule in your head that says, I don't allow myself to be that unless I have money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds familiar.
Right. So that's a different way of looking at it. It's
Yeah.
subtle, but it's like, no, oh, freedom is who I am. What I'm seeking is who I am. But that's available to me at any time. It's just that I've made up a rule, and so my mind goes to this place, and whenever it goes, you're like, oh, yeah, that's nonsense. Like, just remember who you are.
Yeah.
And that's the state shift. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing with the worry, right? Like, is there any worry at the soul level of Bettina? Who Bettina
No.
is as a soul? Is she worried? Nah.
No, and actually I don't worry that much. And sometimes people say to me, "Oh, you have to be realistic." And I go, "That's the last thing I need to be, because everything will ruin that. If I start to look at what is, everything will go, we don't want to go down that road. No, no, no. Look at what you want and what you dream about and where you want to go instead." So,
But
and
also, here's another reframe on that you might want to play with. Because realistic is about being in reality,
yeah.
right?
Don't want
Well,
to
what is reality?
You created yourself.
No, but listen to me. So we
Yes.
have the quantum level where there's no time. There's no space. There's just a quantum soup.
Yeah.
To me, that's reality.
Yes.
That's what's actually real.
Yeah.
Whereas this 3D world, that's determined by like how our senses work, right? Like my eyes work this way. An ant sees it differently. My dog sees it differently. Like I'm colorblind, so I see colors differently from you. Like whatever. Like the 3D world is just like however our senses are wired. In the 3D world, like it's like time is an illusion of is you know about how the mind works. It's not how reality works. So when people say be realistic, what I hear is like be in the quantum,
Yeah.
right?
That's a more interesting take on reality, I
Right.
think. Yeah.
Yeah, I am in reality, quantum reality. That's the real fucking reality. This is just the Maya. This is the illusion. Come join me over there. It's really cool. Right.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like we use words as to create these prisons for ourselves. But when you oftentimes when you stop to think about them just for a moment, you realize, oh, this makes no sense. It's done it backwards.
And I don't know if you've heard about that. I wouldn't call it a theory because I believe it to be true. But every time we make a choice, we also create the other reality. So
Multiple
it still
universes.
exists. Yes, exactly. So, and the only reason is just because we're not quite there yet, that we're not so developed that we are actually able to jump from one reality to the other, but it still exists. So just play with that thought for a while,
100%.
that the other choice, the choices, the reality you didn't choose, it's still there. So you can just join at any time you want.
Totally, yeah.
If you find the key. Yeah,
There's a
that
great
is.
book called The Beginning of Infinity. Have you come across that? Is that, I think it's David Deutsch. Have you read it?
No,
It's another
not
one.
yet.
It's phenomenal. Yeah. And one of his points is that, again, so that's actually where this whole thing about like, if there's no law of physics against it, it is possible. We just haven't figured out how yet. That's from his book. And he's like, instead of saying, Newton's theory of law and cause and effect, or Einstein's theory of relativity, or whatever, we call them Newton's misconception and Einstein's misconception. Because whatever theory we have today is just our least bad theory. And in the future, we're going to find better theories that are going to be less bad. But none of them are true because we're still discovering. We're still figuring this thing out, right? And so just like people tend to use science as like this prison as well, as if it's static. It's not. It's if it's static, it's broken. Right? Science is always evolving, or it's not science. And so, yeah, we don't know. We don't know. We have some ideas about some of the things, but we don't. There's so much shit we don't know. So,
Oh, yes. This is only the beginning.
Cool. So, what part of you doesn't feel deserving of having tons of money?
I think I'm adapting to that reality, that I actually am deserving. I didn't always believe that I was. It's something that I've been working intensely on. Maybe there's still a bit of a residue that, sits with me, and sometimes I get the thought that, what if it all disappears? What if I don't make it? What
Make it.
if
What does it
this
mean
was
to
still,
make it?
if I don't succeed in
What does it mean to
actually,
succeed?
I was on the verge of saying piling up so much money that I can actually live in my retirement age a happy life. But no, piling is such an ugly word. We don't use that here around. But it sounds like a squirrel. That's no. So what's it all about? I think it's about safety, actually.
Yeah. In what way?
That if you have it, if you have money, you're safe. And it's an illusion, of course, because
I would invite you to consider that there's a part of you that feels like having money is not safe.
because it can all disappear. And that's from my childhood as well, because I think my mom's brother, that was back in the 70s, he went bankrupt with a company and was really like a terrible deroute for his whole family. So, and I watched that as a child. So you might be right. There's something dangerous about having too much money. So,
If
yeah.
you don't have it, at least you can't lose it.
No, that's true. That's true. Interesting.
It's just like whenever there is something like this where it's like, well, I'm working on it, but it's not there yet. We just know that there's somewhere there's some resistance, and like we can pretend like there's not, but this is gonna slow us down. But I really, in my experience, it really is that simple. That when the resistance, when the final piece of resistance just is drops, we let go of it, it just happens effortlessly.
Yeah, that's true. I believe
And at
that
that point,
too.
we don't care either. We don't really
No.
care one way or the other, and then it happens effortlessly.
Yeah, and we know exactly how it's like with the law of attraction, right? The less you care, the faster it manifests. We have to detach. When we become too attached, we put up blockages for ourselves and orange cones or whatever. Yeah.
And it's kind of like, it reminds me of, I went to some Tony Robbins events, and he has this thing, and he says, like, with relationship, it's like, I don't know why she divorced me. I gave her everything. And then he's
Yeah.
like, yeah, everything except what she needed. Right.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the same here. And you experience this all the time as well, right? Where like people are like, well, I've done all of it. I've done all the work. When is the lover or the whatever, when is it gonna happen? Well, you ain't done yet. It would be there. Let's keep going.
Yeah. That's true. You need
And
to do the work.
if the result is not there, there's more work, and that's fine.
Yeah,
There's no
exactly.
judgment, there's no shame, right? There's no shame on, and this is, I think this is huge too for anybody, especially like being in this business of like, if you're the law of attraction expert, well, you should have all your shit together. Like, no, there's no shame about being where you are. Like, you are exactly where you are because you're exactly where you're supposed to be. Like, it's nothing's wrong with it. You're doing the work is working, and there's more work. Let's keep going.
Yeah,
Let's go, right?
there
Like, it's
will
like,
always be more work. Yeah.
yeah. And the important piece is just how you're doing the work. And this is why I'm obsessed with mind bugs, is because a lot of times when you're not aware, like this sh like freedom thing shift that we talked about with you, right? Where recognizing that freedom is who you are,
Yeah.
and it's about dissolving what's in the way. That's a 180 degree difference from I'm not free, I need to do something to become free. Because the part of you that's trying to do something to become free is the part of you who will never be free.
Yeah.
So it's not about working. The work is not to work, but the work is to dissolve, to melt
Yeah.
away the things that are in the way every time. And this is what, in my experience, almost everybody gets wrong.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. Yeah.
All the work is just in dissolving.
Yeah. Removing the orange cones.
Yes,
Yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
Cool, beautiful. All right, so let's wrap up. What are you taking with you here?
A lot of things, really. I think it's been very interesting, and also, I think I knew that. So I never talked with you about that. I met you in Copenhagen Airport, though, but we never talked about that. Yeah, do you remember
I do remember,
that? But it was interesting to hear your points on the law of attraction as well and quantum. And sometimes I get so very sad when people think that it's all about, like having a lot of money and owning a house in Dubai. Yes, you can do that, but that's really not about that. It's
No.
a way of living your life and take responsibility for yourself.
Right.
So, I
I would
mean,
also argue that the whole Dubai thing is like,
yeah.
that's like, well, why do people go to Dubai, right? It's in the
don't
desert. It's fucking
know.
miserable, but they do it because of taxes. And if they're doing it to avoid taxes, is that a scarcity or an abundance mindset? Just
Yeah, you can
asking
argue.
out of
Yeah, just asking.
curiosity,
Yeah.
right? Nah.
So, yeah, so that was quite interesting. And also, what we started off with, that it's always so helpful to have other, well-equipped coaches and mentors to just deframe everything and, rip things apart so you can see more clearly what you really, are tripping, what trip wires you have put it
Exactly.
on for yourself. Yeah. So that was
Yeah.
very helpful. So thank you for that.
My
It was
pleasure.
an experience to be here in a good way.
Amazing.
Yeah,
Amazing.
for
I'm glad
sure.
to hear that. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's like, and this is what I love about this line of work, right? Is that like you get paid to be you. And the more that you do this work for you, the more value you're able to provide for your people, because the value is you.
Yeah, that's
And
true.
so the more you dissolve the things that are in the way, the more you become, the more people feel you in your content, the more people feel you in your coaching and your work with people, the more impact you have, the better it all works. The more money you make, the more work you can do on yourself. It just becomes this virtuous cycle. It's amazing.
Yeah,
Like,
that's true.
it's an incredible business to be
It is, and I love
in.
it. And I will always be, working with this as long as I, yeah, as long as I can. Been there, done that. Yeah. So the movie not going
Totally.
back. Yeah.
And it's
Never
just like,
ever.
yeah, the
This
deeper you
is
go in yourself, the deeper you're able to take other people, and it just gets better
exactly.
and better and better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you so
Sweet.
much.
My
That
pleasure.
was, thank you.
Thanks for being here.